Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying, and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.
This is Sports Horn, the UK's third most listened to sports radio station. 100% punditry.
In my day, the tighter the perm, the harder the player.
100% passion.
I just spent $2,000 on an away trip in the Europa Conference League and we got walloped 5-0. I love it.
100% banter.
Would you look at that?
No, you look at that.
6% news, weather and travel. It all adds up to 360 degrees of the sports news and men's matters that matter to you.
Women's matters matter. Women can be men too.
Girl power.
You're listening to Sports Horn. Horning sport from the rooftops. Sound that horn!
You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles.
Anthony Richardson.
Anthony Richardson.
Ian, I know you.
You know me, Anthony, you're not going to lie.
Why would I lie?
Why would you lie?
Why would I lie? You're a no-nonsense bloke who played football the right way, and by that I mean on the pitch.
Oh yes, I never played football off the pitch, not for one second. I was old school, tough tackler, never cried. Even when someone squeezed my testicles really hard, I'd be the first to admit that.
And they did.
They did all right. And if no one squeezed my testicles, then I'd do it myself, just to feel something.
Skills, Ian. What did you think of players that had skills? I'm talking your Italians, your Spanish players, your flair player West Africans, your wingers from London who had their hair in buns of this world.
Of this world. Pass me the spit bucket.
Here it is. There you go. Oh, gosh, that's good spitting, Ian.
That's what I thought of skills. If a player on my side tried a piece of skill in a must-win Carling Cup third-round game, I'd squeeze their testicles into next week, and then I'd squeeze my own testicles just to feel something.
But all of that's changed now. You're a pundit, isn't it, Ian?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Top skills. Trekkers.
It's pronounced Tekkers.
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 Tekkers. And that's a good thing, because today we're playing our famous nationwide game, Skills to Pay the Bills.
Skills to pay the bills.
Show us your skills and we'll pay your energy bills for an entire year.
Skills to
pay
the
bills.
Oh yeah.
An important update. Due to geopolitical situations out of our control and a stubborn inflation rate, we'll be paying a month's worth of energy bills, not a year.
Yeah, we're not made of money.
Not even close, but a month is still good, Ian. Better than a poke in the eye with a sharp stick.
Oh, it's a top prize, all right. Imagine telling your wife that energy was free for a month.
Oh, gosh.
She'd be able to do all her women's stuff without a care in the world. My ex-wife, now current girlfriend Denise, she'd be pleased with that.
Oh, and you know how to please Denise, Ian.
I don't, actually. No, I've no idea. I think that's why she left me the first time, but we are working on it.
So we're putting it to you, the public.
I just wish her eyes wouldn't wander in restaurants.
To you, the public, to show us your skills, and we'll pay those bills. Whoever shows the best skill this morning on the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show wins, and it's all judged by the most skillful player the Premier League has ever seen, former Reading FC and Burnley winger Glenn Little. Glenn, you're on the line. Hello, Glenn.
I was good enough to nearly play for England.
Yes. What's the best piece of skill you've ever seen off the pitch, Glenn?
What about those women who hold 20 pints on a giant ball during Oktoberfest? Amazing. Never seen anything like it.
Oh, yeah. Quite a talent, aren't they? Gosh. Have you been to Oktoberfest, Glenn?
No. Just looked at them on the internet.
Okay.
Google images.
Great stuff. Let us know your skills on 75358. Damien is in Teesside. Hi, Damien.
Big fan of the show. Ian, I watched you when you played my team Middlesbrough in 2001.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
You squeezed Robbie Musto's nadgers.
I did, and he deserved it. Lovely bloke.
What's your skill, Damo? Can I call you Damo? I'm calling you Damo.
I could do a rap version of I Dreamed a Dream from Les Mis.
Go ahead. Begin your skill.
I dreamed a dream, dreamed a motherfucking dream. Time gone by, gonna make me cry. I'm living in France and I'm too damn poor. What's that? I can't even afford to have a kid, cause I'm living in poverty. Oh no, something Russell Crowe is in the film. Lots of things and stuff like that.
And that is wonderful. Now, are we allowed to swear on Breakfast Radio, Ian, when it's song lyrics? It's a grey area, isn't it?
Well, I think in this instance, it's actually a book, Anthony. It's literature, yes. And it's written by none other than Charles Edward Dickens.
Yeah.
In another of his books, Oliver Twist, Fagin calls an 8-year-old boy an arsehole.
Yes.
So, you know, it was Victorian's men's health, Victorian's men's matters, Victorian men's hygiene. I say let boys will be boys.
Let those boys be boys. And I've seen that with Kermit the Frog, that film.
Yeah.
And he was called an arsehole.
Yep.
By Dickens and Bob Cratchit.
Yep. An animal at one point calls him the C word.
Yep. Thank you, Damo. Glenn Little, here's the all important question. Did those skills pay the bills?
Oh, I wasn't listening, lads. Sorry.
What? You've got one job, Glenn.
Okay, never. That's weird. Never mind, Damo. Never mind.
Oh, bad luck.
Bad luck? These bloody wingers with their hair in buns. Pass me that spit bucket.
Glenn Little didn't have his hair in a bun. You're thinking of Jay Rodriguez. Jill's in Plymouth. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Ian and Anthony. Listen to your show every day.
Oh, thanks, Jill. Gosh, that's echoey. Echoey, Jill. Where are you, in a cave?
I'm in a squash court.
Oh, I see. Yes, yes. And what skill will you be performing, Jill?
I've got one of those bouncy balls, like the ones you get in a museum gift shop.
Oh, yeah, I know the ones. You can't get bouncier.
Well, about a year ago, I discovered that I can bounce the ball on every wall of this squash court and into this pint glass I put into the middle of the court.
Okay, that's interesting. Are you filming it, Jill? Are you filming it for us?
No.
Right, so we just got to take your word for it, have we? Oh, fine, begin your skill. Okay, did it go in the pint glass?
No.
Oh, never mind. Bad luck, Jill. Okay, thank you very much indeed. Right, celebrity skill now. Liam Reardon won Love Island in 2022. Hi, Liam, you're on the line.
Hiya, lads, how we doing?
Liam, what's your skill?
I don't really have one, to be honest. I'm good at Love Island, though, aren't I?
Thanks, Liam. Gosh, not going to lie, Ian. Why would I lie?
Why would you lie?
Why would I lie? But we're struggling for skills this morning. We really are. I have to admit, please keep on calling in with your skills. We really want to pay those bills. Jacob is in Farnham. Hello, Jacob. What's your skill, Jake?
I can drink 10 pints and still drive a car.
No, sorry. We can't allow that.
What do you mean, Anthony? Let's at least let him try it.
It's illegal, Liam.
Wow, we're being a bit nitpicky, aren't we? Just because something's illegal, it doesn't mean it's not skillful. Look at the Ocean's 11 fellas. One of them was a gymnast.
Right, okay, sorry, Jake. Mort is in Selby. Hi, Mort.
Hello, chaps. You should have received in the post today a firearm I made from a 3D printer.
What?
Yes, Mort, I'm holding it right now. Quite a piece, as they say. Well, quite a piece, as they say in the gangster flicks.
Listen again, it's illegal.
It's very good, though. Look at it. It's a good likeness. It's a little version of me.
Yeah, you fire the bullet out of your mouth, pull back your leg, that's the trigger. Careful, though, it's loaded.
Carefully! Whoa!
All right, calm it down, Mr. P-Nickers. I know what I'm doing. I'll just fire it into the spit bucket like they do in the gangster flicks. No, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. Doesn't even work, and it's illegal. I mean, two things that you can't get an award for more.
Ian's right, Anthony. You're being a bit too nitpicky.
Sandy's in Southend. So what's your skill, Sandy?
Any news of Jadon Sancho to Spurs?
Thanks, Sandy. Let's take a break. You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Jesus fucking Christ, these people are fucking useless. Oh, we're still on. We're going to Angelino with the travel.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show on Sports Hall.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying, and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.
Hi, I'm Nick Faldo and Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Fucking useless!
Guide wolves for the blind.
We are a charity in Oxfordshire that provide wolves for visually impaired people. Guide dogs are very important helpers, but as crime rates escalate, blind people need an animal they can trust to protect them and their homes.
I've had my guide wolf for 3 months now. Yes, I've been bitten a couple of times and my clothes are a bit holey, but I've not been robbed once in the whole time I've had him. And that peace of mind, you just can't buy that.
Fucking nothing, Ian. This is a shambles.
I told you,
this
we should have let the drink driver have a go. We should have given him a bit more time at least.
I've got a dash in 10 minutes, lads. I'm playing golf with Tubes from Soccer AM.
Oh, God, that sounds depressing. Right, OK, let's give the energy bills to the next caller after the break. OK, we'll get it done, we'll move on. Shit feature, never do it again. Who wants to hear the general public anyway? They shouldn't be encouraged. Right, we're back on. Here we go.
Guide wolves for the blind.
Skills to pay the bills.
Skills to
pay
the
bills.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, welcome back to the Ian Five Angles Breakfast Show. Each of those words was voiced by someone different, including Craig Phillips from Big Brother One, who was our voice artist for the word the. Thank you, Craig.
And only 8 takes to get it done. Another example of a celebrity skill.
Right, here we go for one that is guaranteed to tug on the old heartstrings, even if you're a hardened old, wizened old pro like you, Ian. Here we go. Joanna, you're in Carlton. You're on the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Hello, boys.
Hello.
Hello, Ian.
Hello.
Ian, I met you at Evesham Light Railway. We had a lovely chat.
Yeah, don't remember that. No, you're clearly very forgettable, Joanna.
I don't know, Ian. You seem to fancy me.
No, I was probably just being polite.
Nothing polite came out of your mouth at the time, I can tell you. Filthy, naughty boy.
Blimey. No, I didn't fancy her.
Show us your skill, Joanna.
It's my 4-year-old daughter.
Oh, nice. Okay, all right, here we go.
She's a little ballet dancer. Oh, loves her ballet. It's in her DNA. She's in the kitchen right now, and I'll put Sugar Plum Fairy on, and she can show you her moves.
Oh, wonderful. Let's have a listen. Oh, wow. Wow, that sounds spectacular. What a skill. Congratulations, Joanna's daughter. I think we have a winner, Glenn.
Banging.
No. I'm not having this. You don't win anything with kids. How's she calling herself a ballet dancer? She hasn't performed at the highest level. Put her on the phone, Joanna.
Emily, come here.
Is she on? Right, you. How dare you try and pull the wool over our eyes with your substandard shuffling? Go and get a real skill.
What's got into you, Ian?
Denise, if you're listening, hear me out, OK? I went to Evesham Light Railway with Steve Bold, and I went there as a treat for his birthday. It was a bank holiday, so it was busy, and we had to share a carriage for the journey with a woman called Joanna. Yes, we got on. Yes, we had a laugh. But look, I'm telling you, honestly, me and Boldy were just giddy celebrating his special day. And yes, she's attractive, don't get me wrong.
Denise won't get you wrong, Ian.
But, Denise, nothing happened.
Ian, you calm yourself down. Calm yourself down. You go out there and you visit the toilet for a minute.
I'll go, Anthony, I will. But, Denise, you've got to believe me, OK?
Turn off your mic, Ian. Turn off your mic. There's your spit bucket. Thanks. All right, you take that. Thank he you. Will be back. Sorry, everyone. Ian will be back in a moment. I tell you what, judging skills in any situation can be a high-pressure environment, and that has been shown, especially when there's bills to be paid. Glenn Little, what are your thoughts?
I could have played for England. I was the most informed winger in the Prem that season.
No, about the skill Joanna's daughter did, Glenn. The ballet dancing. Top, world class, winner of the award.
Well, why don't we hear a few more skills, and if they're all terrible, she wins. How's that?
Oh, fine, OK.
The banter was...
Okay, that's weird. Sorry, everyone. It sounds like Ian hasn't turned off his microphone.
That's a long one, and no mistake. We should be paying his bills.
Oh, and there's the spit. All right, okay. Next on the line, Mitch. Hi, Mitch. It says here you're a cross-channel ferry captain.
Oh, yeah, that's correct. I'm the captain of the Pride of Kent, and we operate four crossings a day between Dover and Calais.
It's Glenn Little here, mate.
Hi there, Glenn.
What's your favourite number on the Beaufort scale, Mitch?
Oh, 3 for me. 710 knots.
Great answer.
So what's your skill, Captain Mitch?
I've gathered all the passengers out onto Muster Station 4, and I'm going to hyperventilate until I pass out.
OK, Mitch. All right, here you go.
Here I go. Ready, everyone?
And there's the dull thud, the telltale dull thud of a cross-channel ferry captain passing out after hyperventilating. Glenn Little, does that rival the ballet dancer for you, sir?
It was good, I'm not going to lie. Why would I lie?
Sorry, Glenn, I'm afraid we haven't got time to dick about with the pundit crap, to quote Charles Dickens. We were getting calls in left, right and centre for listeners desperate for their bills to be paid. Quite a lot of angry texts, sir. Too, actually, partly for what people are calling the crassness of a competition format during a cost of living crisis, and partly people are a bit judgy about the way Ian screamed down the phone at a 4-year-old girl. So, he's weeing again. He's weeing again. Apologies for that. Funny, he never has two wees. That's weird. Gosh, it's a long one. Glenn Little, just to distract us, have you ever done a wee on the pitch before?
No, but I did take a massive dump on the changing room floor after we played Sheffield United away.
Have that, Neil Warnock. Someone's on the line. Here we are. Jimmy is in Leeds. Jimmy.
I can do an impression of Pablo Picasso.
Oh, go on then, yeah.
I'm Pablo Picasso. Watch me paint. Hey, hey.
I don't know what Pablo Picasso sounds like. Do you, Glenn?
I did see him in No Country for Old Men, but I can't remember his accent.
Yeah, we'll leave that one, Jimmy.
Fair enough, lads.
Hasn't done ballet at the highest level.
Ian Five Ankles has returned. Here he is. Ian, that was getting back quick after your second wee there.
What are you talking about? I haven't had two wees. I never have two wees.
Ian, I'm going to pause you there. Let's rattle through these calls that are lighting up the switchboard. If you could just lower the volume on your chuntering. We've not got Glenn Little in for much longer.
Bloody 4-year-old ballet dancers. Why are they having an opinion when they haven't played the game at the highest level?
Hang on a minute. Hey, who's this?
I'm Ian Five Ankles. Just urinated and I'm coming back in to resume the show. You're not Ian Five Ankles, I'm Ian Five Ankles.
Okay, this is confusing. For anyone not watching the live stream, we've got two former professional footballers turned current pundits. Ian Five Ankles is in the studio.
Ian Five Ankles. Ian Five Ankles.
Hi, Ian's. Well, that explains the second wee. Well, Glenn Little, I think we've got our winner here. One of these men is an Ian Five Ankles impersonator, and his impersonation skills are so incredible, I cannot tell the difference between them. He will be winning the competition and having his energy bills paid for the month. That's how good this impersonation is. Isn't that right, Glenn Little?
Oh, yeah. No offence, but this shit's all over that 4-year-old ballet dancer.
But hold on a minute, hold on. Which of you two men is the real Ian Five Ankles?
I'm the real Ian.
I'm the real Ian.
I'm not going to lie. Why would I lie? What would be the point of lying?
Okay, come on, guys. This is amazing. But come on, the game's up now. All right, I tell you what. I've got a 3D printed gun here. I'll shoot whoever doesn't get a personal question right that only the real Ian Five Ankles knows the answer to. We can't have two Ian Five Ankles. One's enough. One's too many, if anything.
You're thinking of clones, Anthony. That's clones where you kill one, not impersonators.
Well, the gun doesn't work anyway, Glenn. We're just having fun here, mate.
Well, don't point it at us.
Right, OK, let's think of a question here. I've got a gun in my hand, it's fun. Any ideas, Glenn, for a question to see who the real Ian is?
Where's Denise's clitoris?
Where's Denise's clitoris? Glenn, it's a breakfast show. Completely inappropriate.
No, no, don't worry, Anthony. It's a medical thing. We shouldn't be bashful. It's men's health. It's men's matters. It's men's hygiene. Denise's clitoris is at the top of her vulva.
Oh, incorrect. Incorrect, so-called Ian. And you have just proved that you are the impersonator. Real Ian? Would you like to enlighten the fake Ian?
I certainly would, Anthony. Yep. Denise does not, in fact, have a clitoris.
And there it is.
Just like all women.
Exactly.
The clitoris is a myth.
Exactly, exactly. That is the correct answer.
Damn it. Ah. All right, Ian Five Ankles, you win.
Hang on, hang on. Wait, wait, wait. Don't go yet, Ian Five Ankles 2. Let me just shoot you.
What? No, don't
shoot
me.
It doesn't work. Oh, it does work. It does work. Sorry, mate. Oh, he's down. He's down. Man down, man down.
Yeah, he's breathing, Sandra. Anthony. You've hit him in the breast pocket. He's hit his wallet. It says his real name is Steve Clark and he's manager of Scotland.
Top, 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 top manager.
World class.
Not world class. All's well that ends well then. Glenn Little, who's got the skills to pay the bills?
I'm going to give it to bloke who raps Les Miserables.
I thought we'd just give it to... No, never mind. Congratulations, Damo. You've got the skills to pay the bills.
Oh, no way. I'm over the moon. Thanks so much.
Give us a bit more of your rap to celebrate then.
I dreamed a dream. Dreamed a motherfucking dream. What? Dreamed a dream. Dreamed a motherfucking dream. What? Dreamed a dream. Dreamed a motherfucking dream. What? Dreamed a dream. Dreamed a motherfucking dream. I dreamed a dream. A time gone by. That stuff like that gonna make me cry. When hope was high and life was...
I'm off now, lads. Tra.
All right. Cheers, Glenn. Enjoy your golf with tubes. Is Steve Clark all right then, Ian?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he's just coming around now.
Yeah, okay, cool. You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Let's go to the travel with Angelina.
Travel chaos at Dover as passengers are facing a five-hour delay after a cross-channel ferry captain was taken ill on board.
Sports On is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.